Going into Revelation, and we're in the 21st chapter. And last week, we left off in verse 11, that all-glorious moment, the revelation and grand appearing of New Jerusalem, the Lamb's wife. And isn't it sweet how we rejoice that she descends from heaven? Again, as we think of the only thing that can come down is grace, and she is that vessel, praise God, that received nothing but the grace of God. I thank the Lord. We're not perfect people. We're not. We make mistakes. We made mistakes today. We didn't abide, I'm confident, in absolute unbelief. I mean, in an absolute belief with no unbelief. Maybe even throughout the day we doubted something. That whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Amen. But we understand that even in our failure, we still praise God and glory in His grace. We thank God for the growth that's in His grace. We thank God that the keeping, and when we walk in the Spirit, it's because of the grace of God. It's not because I bear down on myself and believed somehow, some way, that I was going to keep something. I'm learning to lean, and I'm learning to lean on that magnificent grace and how it quickens our hearts. But we thank God that she descends from heaven, having the glory of God. Let's go ahead and read verses 10 and 11, just to kind of catch us back up to where we were. And this was John, and he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain. And those were some mighty things in those words, great and high, weren't they? And they showed me, and he showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. So here we see, brothers and sisters, she has the glory of God. She has him. I love that. She has him. She has his glory. As it says in the word of God, his reward is with him. They have one another. She is her beloved's, and his desire is toward her. He makes known to all his glory. And praise be to God that by making known to all that he has loved her. I thank the Lord as it shows us with the church of Philadelphia there in Revelation 3. It says that he'll make known to all that I've loved you. He'll make them of the synagogue of Satan to come down and bow down and worship before her feet. I thank the Lord that the king and the queen will always receive the bended knee together. This is something that he is waiting for to share with his wife. He's waiting to take the throne, to take this time for her to be with him. I thank the Lord that I received this. I thank God that he has said it in his word, and I'm not looking at this afar off. As I mentioned last week, I've got a vision. I've got a vision. I'm going to be arm in arm with him in that day. And I'm going to be looking out from the throne as opposed to be standing before it with a palm in my hand looking at it. Amen. Because that's what he wants. Now, as we go on tonight, her light. Look at that. Isn't that wonderful? It said there, having the glory of God. We spoke about that last week. But now, her light. She is illuminated with his glory. She gives off his light in her because he is light. Amen? We know that he is light. He's the only light there is. He's the light of the world. But here we go. He is the light of her. And it's her own. Again, what's mine is yours. By the grace of God, would we request it? What's mine is ours by the grace of God. I pray we get this, brothers and sisters, or you know what? You'll miss it. If it's just too much of a thought of a somewhere for somebody, my heart goes out to them because they're not receiving the whole counsel of God. They're not believing, praise God, of what truly the power of his resurrection is there for us to attain and to have. But this light, brothers and sisters, it means brightness. And it's the brightness of a star or a sun. And I love that. S-U-N, the sun glory. It also means this light, her light, is one that gives light. Stay with it, because what's mine is yours is pretty overwhelming. Let's go on over to 1 Corinthians, and let's read about this light, this sun glory. In 1 Corinthians 15:41, this is speaking of how God gives a body as it pleases him. That there's going to be celestial bodies, there's going to be bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, the glory of the terrestrial is another, and here's what it says in verse 41. There is one glory of the sun. Isn't that something? There's one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. And I thank the Lord that every man it's going to be in his own order. Every man's going to be in his own rank. And once again, his light is in her. By the grace of God, hallelujah, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. I thank God for sweet Brother McLamb. He'd walk by me all the time. Christ in you, the hope of glory. He'd sing his little song to me all the time. And I loved it, you know. And it is. That's my Skippy song. Because I know, man, I get a little bit encouraged. I hear his voice singing it to me. And it's wonderful. I'll tell you what a great cloud of witness, brothers and sisters. We best pay attention. Now, this word light that we have here, her light, in its form is only found in two places in the Word of God. You would have thought, well, light's in the Word of God many different places. But this word light in the Greek is only found in two places. It's found here. And can you imagine the other place it's found is in the book of Philippians. Let's go on over to chapter 2 and let's read where this is stated again and what this is speaking of in this sun glory light. You have to go to the 15th verse of Philippians. And remember, the Philippians are, that's the horses that run. Truly the thoroughbreds, the ones that want to win, insatiable, that desire, as the Philadelphia saints in Ephesus, they were fully purposed, praise God. And you go to Philippians 2:15, and it says there, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. Hello? Are we here? Among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Now this is a sun glory light. I know we like to quote this, and I thank God that people quote this verse, but let's rightfully divide and understand what this light is. And how that happens is the context of it. Who's being spoken about? Who's speaking? Who's being spoken about? And who's it being spoken to? So let's go back and read from verse 12 of who this is speaking of. Wherefore, my beloved, there you got bridal words again, don't you? As ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear. Remember that word fear means reverence to the husband and trembling. So we know that this salutation here, this encouragement to the ones that he's speaking to here, they're in first love. They abide faithful. And it's so wonderful that they've always obeyed. And the beautiful thing, it says, not in my presence only, but even when I was away. See, true love abides faithful. Isn't that wonderful? Doesn't have to be watched. It's just what it is. And see, what happened, what Paul was talking about, is they received the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's all it took. There wasn't any play. It was sincere. It was that message, it stayed with them, and it continued to grow. They didn't have to have a vessel there. They weren't pretending that they were going along with it like a feigned obedience or something of that nature. This was real to them. This was theirs. It was their own. And praise be to God, they loved that first love message, and they stayed in love in that first love message, whether Paul was there or not. It didn't matter. Praise be to God. Now, again, if you go on over and you read, let's just wait just a second. Yes, let's go ahead. Read verse 16, and this tells you a little bit more so about him in that Philippians 2. Holding forth the word of life. So wonderful. That's to have and to hold the word of life. Again, those are bridal words that are said back and forth. To have and to hold the word of life. I love that. And that's exactly how that reads. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. See, Paul was talking about that fully purposed, that mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, he's not running like one that just beats the air. He's not just going through the motions. This isn't just religious ceremony. This is bridal time. I'm settled down as a wife, hallelujah, that is ready to meet the husband. And this is why Paul, in that time, he said, again, that you would receive this, be lights in the world to Paul's gospel. This is this light that shines so brightly in this perverse world, is that it's out of this world. You understand that? You're living, praise God, seated in the heavens in Christ. Truly, when you embrace the bridal message of Paul's gospel, your citizenship is living in heaven. Things down here, you'd like to see them different. They don't chap me. I get it. It said it right here, what the evil of man would do. And it's waxing worse and worse and worse. Sure, it hurts my heart to see these kids blown apart and things of that nature. It's horrible. But brothers and sisters, we need to be looking up. And I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I know that God is faithful. And I don't know if any of those kids, maybe they would have grown up and come to that age of accountability too. Always think of this. Maybe they would have come to that age and they would have rejected Jesus. Maybe God in his great mercy said, well, we're going to cut this off right now. We're not going to let you go down the same hole that your mom and daddy did. I have a lot to say about a lot of those kids being alone that night by themselves. I can't imagine that kind of parenting. God help us. All right. And I do like to meddle. It's fun. All right. So, they ran well. They finished with a full joy. And they apprehended the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That is a bright light. Now, let's talk about how bright that light is. Well, we know it's sun glory. Amen. But this sunlight speaks even of fire. A fiery one. So, you know, we got to go back to Ezekiel and talk about the cherubim. And we thank God that those four living ones, because my goodness, when they first come on the scene in Ezekiel 1, it talks about how I looked and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, and a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself, and the brightness was about it. So see, everything about the four living ones, everything about the cherubim, everything about the bride is bright sun glory, fiery whirlwind, I'll tell you what, violence taking heaven by force. Amen. See, that's that passionate love, and we thank God for this. But these four living creatures, see, they're lit up. And just go on right over to Ezekiel 1:13, and you see here, as for the likeness of the living creatures, and once again, this cherubim that Ezekiel's seen, he's seen, praise God, these four living ones that are the same four living type and shadow that we have now revealed in Revelation chapter 4 that represent the bridal saints. That is that company, praise be to God, that again is the Philadelphia Smyrna company, that Philadelphia company that's spared from the tribulation, that's in the very midst of the throne, ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ. And this is, praise the Lord, being spoken of way back in Ezekiel, what the Lord, again, was writing through those prophets. And the prophets wanted to look into it, didn't they? But it wasn't for them. They're writing those things for you. See, you don't feel important, man. You better get over that. Praise the Lord. I'm saying that to myself, you know. I thank God. I'm just, you know, chopped liver. But not to Jesus. And that's a good thing. And I thank the Lord that he's showing me how valuable Christ in me, the hope of glory, is. But in that 13, it says, as for their likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. I mean, everything about light and bright and power and fierceness and the flashing and the brilliance, this is who she is. She is like him. And then, what's so beautiful about this is that by the grace of God, the wife sees this brightness. She has enlightened eyes, those eyes that are lit up with understanding. She sees this high calling sun glory. Her eyes are lit up with the glory of God. She goes after that because she knows that calling upon her life, Christ in you, honey, Christ in you, honey, is the hope of glory. It's everything. Hallelujah. This is what this is. This is why we come in here. This is what I want to feed upon. I want to get ready for Jesus. And I want to be filled with all the fullness of God for Jesus. I want to be, praise God, to the praise and the glory of His grace for Jesus. By the grace of God, I want to be to the good pleasure of His will for Jesus. Hallelujah. It's all for Him. We know that. And there isn't anybody else I'd want to be for than Him with what He's done for us. Praise the Lord. Now, enlightened eyes of understanding that we know that are given by the Holy Ghost. Because it says back there in John that the Holy Ghost was given to guide us into all truth. So we know that without the infilling of the Holy Ghost, we wouldn't have that vision, yea, into the deep things of God. Amen. So we know that we get enlightened eyes from that. Well, isn't it wonderful that back over there in Revelation 4:8, where it was talking about those four living ones, remember this and how this all pulls together. In 4:8, it talked about those four beasts. And it said, in the four beasts, each of them had six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. See, they could see, praise God. Not just all over their bodies, like it said they were full of eyes back there in verse 6. They were full of eyes within. You talk about a vision. Boy, they had a vision. And you need to have that vision. And that vision is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So you got to quit looking out there. You got to look at Christ in me. Christ in you. Isn't that wonderful? See, that's where all the value is. It's the treasure in what? The earthen vessel. It's in here. Praise the Lord. He put it in us. And that's the beautiful thing about it. See, we need those enlightened eyes of understanding to see Christ in you, the hope of glory. To see the new man. Because I'm going to tell you something. When I start looking out, and sometimes I start looking at me, because see, I have to look out to look at me. I have to look in a mirror, don't I? And I look at that physical eye on the outward me. It gets very disappointing real fast. I start thinking about Jess. Ooh, that's a sad day. It's a bad time. Because I know what Jess is about, and he ain't going to be about the things of God. But I know I got this new man. And I know, praise God, he's for me. And if he be for me, who could be against me? It's that very life, praise God. That's why the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, and who liveth in me. Not some way out there. I understand he's seated at the right hand of God, but I know that life of Jesus lives in me. You talk about power, praise his name. But to see that light within, him, the bright and morning star, the glory that he gives to share, praise the Lord, how we need the infilling of the Holy Ghost and to be full of the Holy Ghost. I appreciated a sister reminding me of this as well too this week. You talk about the brightness of the bride. Even these four living ones, if you go back to verse 7, it says in Ezekiel 1, and their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot. And those feet, they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. Sparkling feet. Lit up feet. As sister reminded me again, winged feet. Isn't that wonderful? What a glory walk she has, see? She's just walking in glory. And that's just it, brothers and sisters, as we started tonight there in verse 11. That's it's light like a stone most precious, is this enlightenment. Enlightened eyes of understanding of what Christ wants us to grow up into him, to be built into, all for Christ himself, for his good pleasure, for his glory. See, she is, this is the ultimate transformation of grace, abundantly alive in us, truly, and we're going to get to it here in just a minute, but that we are the pearl of great price to him. The pearl of great price. Now, once again, enlightened eyes of understanding are eyes of light. The enlightened eyes are the eyes that see the sun glory. They see, praise God, the vision of the glorious church without spot or wrinkle. That glorious means illustrious, highly esteemed for him and by him. See, brothers and sisters, without the vision of Paul's gospel, and I'm talking about continuing in the vision of Paul's gospel, the first love perishes. It does. Goes away. And it's amazing throughout the week, pretty much every week, I get different phone calls. And a lot of times from people that used to fellowship here many years ago. I'm talking about even decades ago. And I'm thankful to Jesus that I see them in that calling of when I knew them. And the first thing I begin to speak of is the bridal truth. But I'm going to say without fail, it's not there. It's numb. It's like, what are you talking about? And I think, now wait a second. Now we ran individually, but in running individually, we ran together. You know what I'm saying? But see, without giving the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, what happens? They slip. They go away. You're not above the Word of God. The Word of God is true. And we need to give the more earnest heed, the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. So even tonight, as we hear what we're hearing, you need to get down on your knees tonight. And I pray we come down here tonight, if he tarry. Lord, I even need some more earnest heed to the things which I've heard. I need to hear this even more. And I want to hear it in my heart. I want to hear, praise God, that communion of it all the time. Let me get into the house of the Lord. Now, this is all because she is his and he is hers. And going back to, as we started in verse 11, and let's go read that little section there. And her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. All right. A most precious stone. This most precious interprets the pearl of great price, esteemed and honored. Look that up. It's so fabulously wonderful. It is. It's a pearl of great price. It's esteemed and honored. I thank the Lord that we know that he sold all that he had for her. Now, this stone also means a building of stones. Well, sure, she's a building of stones. She's a city. She's New Jerusalem. That's why it's like a precious stone. It's a building of stones. She's New Jerusalem. She's clothed with the righteousness of saints. God willing, next week we'll get to talking about her clothing, all those stones and their beauty and all the jewels that she's clothed with. As we will see, the righteousness of every precious stone. Now, I ask you to recall our study back in the Song of Solomon. Go back to Song of Solomon, chapter 8. I thank God and his perfect order in how he lays things out for us. But if you remember about the Shulamite in the 8th chapter, she begins to get that vision of who she is for Christ. She begins to see, and now here she is presented for him. And in a sense, this is kind of where we're at right now. She's descending from heaven, having the glory of God for him. And here's what she says in the 10th verse about herself. I am a wall, and my breasts like towers. Then was I in his eyes as one that found favor. Esteemed and honored are those stones. Esteemed and honored. One that found favor. A building of stones. She says, I am a wall. That word wall means chaste. It's a city enclosed. A chaste city enclosed. What is the word of God said? That we would be a chaste virgin for him. Amen. See? It's all there. It's always been there. I thank God for this. That word chaste means immaculate and perfect. What a glorious church. And what's so sweet, the word wall, the word towers, everything about her, those are all feminine words. She is that wife for him. She's a glorious building of stones. Matter of fact, so glorious, gold, silver, and precious stone. That's what she is. That's what she's taken. She didn't take the wood, hay, and stubble. Huh? Amen? You don't mind being the only one at the well, do you? Did you have to get a good crowd together? Hey, where's the band? Huh? I can't receive this without the music I like. Now, no offense to music, because we have some of the most glorious music that God has given us. But you know what I'm talking about. well, it's got to be presented like this. It has to be this many people. I'll tell you what, how about I just say, Jesus, I thank God it was just me at the well. More importantly, it was him at the well. Hallelujah. So these are the things that I pray we really start embracing here. But see, this is the most beautiful masterpiece, not only for the eternities to come, but most importantly, for him. This is for him. This is what this is all about. This is, you know, we ended Sunday. You know, he died for us to have it, but he rose, praise God, to give us the power, hallelujah, to take it. The power, praise God, to believe. Not only does your word say it, but it's mine. It's mine. That's power. That's Holy Ghost power. That's the most holy faith. Your faith has to be quite set apart to believe in the bridal truth. Amen. I don't see a lot of folks wanting it. I don't see a lot of folks going out there. That's way out there from the camp. We don't like that stuff. Well, I thank God he does. And I want to get out there because that's where he's at. You go unto him out from among the camp. So, praise God and rejoice. Don't feel lonely. Feel thankful. Be praiseful. Give him all the glory because she's all beautiful to him. And she sees, praise God, of what she is to him. To trust completely, praise God, in his grace that will and is doing and building this in us who believe right now. He's doing this right now. See, this faith comes by, same way any faith comes by, hearing and hearing by the word of God. Bridal faith comes by hearing and hearing by Paul's gospel. And it'll come. And you continue to hear it. You continue to study it. You continue to pray. You continue to believe. And he'll grow it up in you. And he will. And he does it because his word's true. Because that's exactly what he sends it to. That thing, I'm going to perform it. Praise God. Now, we go on and we talk about her light. Her light, as it says, was likened to. That word was likened to means in character, in like manner. And what was it like? A jasper stone. Her light was like a jasper stone. The only one described as she is described as this jasper stone is Jesus. And if you remember back in Revelation 4:3, that jasper stone was the first thing that was seen when John was given that vision after the first trump. As he's taken up right into the throne room, it says, and the one that sat was to look upon, this is verse 3, was like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And I thank the Lord for that. See, very first thing, they saw that jasper stone. They saw, again, John looked into that and saw Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, she is seen here the same. She is seen here as it says, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone. Well, why would it be anything different than the jasper stone if it's her light? Because her light is him. You know, we talk about that even as individuals. You know, you're the light of my life when you're in love with somebody. Well, this is the only true love. He is the light. And he's the light of my life. Hallelujah. And he's the light, praise God, of her. And this is this light that shines so brightly. And that's exactly why it's this wonderful jasper stone. It's his very light. And why would it not be, as he said, bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh? She is like him. She is filled with all the fullness of God. Now, I want you to think about that. Filled with all the fullness of God. Isn't that what that precious brother was praying? That we would be filled with all the fullness of God. All right? What is God? Love. That we would be filled with all the fullness of love. Amen. God. What is Jesus? Jesus is full of what? Grace and truth. Amen? And that is who she is like. Him. She's full of love. She's full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord. Isn't that who she is? Isn't that what she speaks of? Isn't that what she wants to gather? Isn't this what, by the grace of God, we want to hear? This is why the word of our Lord tells us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of truth. So grow in grace and truth. Amen. Yeah, it's real simple, is it not? You know, and you think again what religious man, and I'm talking about my brethren, what they want to grow in. It's always about what they can do. It's so magnifying works and events and to build and to do, as opposed to all this is let. Let God. Let God. Let God. All of the after effect of letting God, that's God's. You understand that? I thank the Lord for that. And I am becoming more and more confident in that, and especially in giving out the word of God. I know I cannot give this adequately. There's just no way. This is so immense. I get to study in this, and it just, I got to take you there, but I can't take you there. But I know who will. And I know who's doing it right now, the same one who took me there, the Holy Ghost. Amen. In spirit. In spirit. Amen. So I've got, again, quit. Because even though it might be something good of me, this, oh, Lord, I want, I no. Let God. Let God. So the after effect and all the increase, I just let God. And he'll do it, because you know what? He is faithful and true. I'm not, you're not, but he is faithful and true. So we thank the Lord for this. Now, there's something very special. I think you can understand and tell we're not getting past this 11th verse tonight, are we? Now, there's something very special. And think about this 11th verse. All we're talking about is the light in the precious jasper stone. How could we not? See, he wants to dote on I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. We need to understand and have that vision of Christ in me, Christ in you, the hope of glory. If I don't have that vision and rejoice in the good pleasure of his will, what else would I want to rejoice in? I want to rejoice in the good pleasure of his will. I want to rejoice in the pinnacle, the ecstasy of God. Would you not want to? Well, praise God. Isn't that wonderful? We are. This is what's going on tonight. This is exactly this mark for the prize for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, getting back to this. There's something very special about the color of the jasper stone. The jasper stone could be purple, blue, green, or brass. And I love that. So she was as this stone, this precious stone, a stone most precious, as a jasper stone. Well, this jasper stone is purple and blue. Well, you think of the purple. It's got the royalty. The blue is the heavenly. It also speaks of the royalty. The green, praise God, that wonderful everlasting. And then the brass, the very judgment, the ruling and reigning together with Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's all there. Amen. And that's what she has. He is all in all, and all of all in all, is in her. That's what's so wonderful here. Now, next, in this all-glorious verse, let's speak about the specifically the quality of the stone. Now, remember when we saw into the throne for the first time, and we were just there, in the midst of the throne was him, that jasper stone. Right? That was right back there in chapter 4. That's what we saw. We saw that jasper stone. The jasper also speaks of a diamond. But she is not just any diamond here. She is a diamond, as it says, clear as crystal. What that speaks of is she's completely transparent. You know that something's there, but you're seeing right through it into him. I know something's there, but I just see Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? That's the height, praise God, of the fellowship that I believe that we're beginning to truly rejoice and step into and dwell in. That's when we will just dwell together. That's that settle down in marriage stuff. That's when, by the grace of God, we're of Him. We just want to, again, let our fellowship be in the gospel of Christ. Nothing else. Let's not, again, let anything else enter into this but Him. Now, she's completely transparent. The only thing that's seen from her, radiating from within, is the glory of God, is Jesus, because she is like Him. She has grown in life. She was allowed the Lord to transform her from glory to glory into His image. Now, we'll take just a moment tonight. Think about how you see glory. I pray you see glory all the time. Huh? Paul finally got to where the greatest glory was. And where was that? In his infirmity. Amen. I have to tell you, I love singing from the mountaintops. Don't get me wrong. But I'll tell you what, the greatest glories I've ever had was when I was completely broken. Completely broken from whatever broken came from. You know what I'm saying? And we could just cast it all out there, all right? But when you really saw that great, great love in that brokenness, you talk about glory. You saw Him in a light that you never would have seen Him but for that issue, whatever it was. Whether, again, it was a failure, whether it was something that broke your heart, whether it was a physical weakness. You know what I'm saying. And that's why Paul so sweetly praised the Lord for. It's my infirmity where I see these things. It's in my complete weaknesses when these things are unfolded to me. It's not when I'm just walking through and, you know, everything's going my way. And, you know, sometimes God will give you those moments. And I'm not going to say they don't feel good when you get, in a sense, a little reprieve. But understand this about a reprieve. It's no reprieve. As I was testifying to a young lady today, I said, because she was thanking, she said, you know, I'm almost fearful because it was going well in her life. And I said, don't need to be fearful. But be full of study right now. Take this time and praise Him. Get into the Word of God. Get ready. Let Him get you ready. Because battles will come. It's not that I'm just expecting them in fear. It's praise God. It's going to be triumphant times. But I know I need to feed and be strengthened in the Word of God. So let's not forget that as we go along in this. But she has transformed from glory to glory into His very image. Now, going back to what we've heard so many times, and I would love to hear, and I can hear his voice specifically saying it. His brother Hill used to go off into saying, sinny seer, clear to the light. Remember, he'd say, oh, this come from sinny seer, clear to the light. See right through it. You know, as he'd just sit and he'd stare at you. You don't get it, but you will. And I do. I just wondered, you know, why does he keep saying that? Now I know why he didn't stop saying it. Because that's what the Lord wants to look at. Amen. Oh, He loves His glory. He loves His grace. That's what He wants to see. Praise His name. So, sinister, clear to the light. And as we close tonight, let's go on back over to Acts chapter 20. And we could just stay on this. And in a sense, we do and we will. Till Jesus come. But Acts 20, 32. As Brother Paul said to these elders at Ephesus. These are the elders. Ones that had truly been running. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. And to the word of His grace. Which is able to build you up. And to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Once again here, it's the word of His grace that builds the masterpiece. It's the word of His grace that constructs this building as this stone most precious. This is this building of stones. Praise the Lord! Tonight, this is what God has graced us with. By the grace of God, every time we gather. And I thank the Lord that it's going on in each of the studies. From the little ones to the big ones. Hallelujah, that we have in this place. That the Spirit's power is performing this in us. We preach the message by His grace of building up the wife for Him. The masterpiece, the readied wife. And, brothers and sisters, believe it or not, right now, she lights up. Yeah. Now, she's not unveiled for everybody to see. But the one person who counts is Him. And let me tell you something. As He looks through that lattice, you talk about lighting Him up. You talk about the praise of glory. I thank God that He is well pleased. Because she lights Him up. And He lights her up. And someday, praise God, it's going to be made known to all. Known to all. I pray you read that. Known to all that He has loved her. And I pray, and by the grace of God, that'll be us. Amen. Hallelujah. So thankful to Jesus. And God give us such a vision of this, brothers and sisters. Again, not afar off, that this is mine, and this is how this comes, line upon line, line upon line. And then you go home and you meditate on it. Let the Spirit, praise the Lord, just whisper these truths in your ear. There's no difference than how you receive salvation. You heard Jesus loved you. I believe. Amen. He's telling you, I'm in love with you. I mean in love with you. I believe. Praise God. Let's stand and be dismissed.